time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories. Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
There's your PA announcer for your Phoenix Suns and co-host of Bickley and Murata. Good morning, Vince.
Number five
this morning. As if Josh Rosen didn't get hit enough is the sentence from just about every leading article. He sent out a picture on Instagram of his Tesla with the complete driver's side passenger door caved in. He was in a car wreck in Los Angeles. According to the Arizona Cardinals, he is fine, and he made a joke about it on Instagram trying to show how tough he was because he pretended to punch the side door with it all crumpled in, acting like he was some kind of Iron Man. But Josh Rosen says he's fine being in a car wreck.
Yeah, no, there's nothing good about that. That's your first-round franchise quarterback. He's fine. He's fine. No, he's good.
I wish we could say it was the first time he got hit, but I think that's the bigger problem.
No.
That not only is he not safe behind the Cardinals' offensive line, but he's not safe on the road.
Did the airbag deploy?
It hit on the side, but I don't know. I'm not a Tesla aficionado, so I don't know if it's got... By the way, that's a Cincinnati reference if nobody got it. I don't know if it has an actual side airbag or not. But nothing looked inflated when you looked at the picture.
For as much as those cars are, there should be
something.
It should pop out.
Parachuting down.
Exactly. No goose, though. If it deploys.
Number four this morning, Diamondback spring training underway with everybody there. They all had to report on Sunday and then actually had their first workout yesterday. Torrey Lovello says the new first baseman, Jake Lamb, is embracing it.
Everybody thinks if you're going to move from one side of the diamond to the other, it's going to be a seamless transition, but we're so dynamic with our positioning and some of our movements that we're asking our guys to make that it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for him. But he's embraced that challenge, and we're working on that right now.
Of course, Jake Lamb actually admitted that the hardest thing for him is bunts. Not just him fielding it, of figuring out where he's supposed to go. There's a lot of mistakes that are going to happen when you don't have Goldie over there that you just took for granted.
Yeah, no, I mean, anytime switching positions, it's always going to be that challenge of, everything's flipped around for him.
Guys that have flipped around positions a lot.
I mean, left tackle to right tackle, for me, just rushing from the left side to the right side, if I rush predominantly on the left side, going to that right side, I can do it, but it feels a little awkward until you get enough reps.
For both of you, physical or mental, which was a harder change?
No, it's both.
Yeah?
I mean, it's both because your eye dominance as well.
And then you don't have the confidence. Like, oh, I want to do this move, but I don't know if it feels right on this side. Yeah. Or, your punch or whatever, your feet aren't right. So it's a little bit of both, but over time and repetition, it gets better, but it's never like the side you've been predominantly.
Same thing for Jake Lamb. I wish he would get some more punch.
Number three
is your mock draft tracker.
I just think, can you believe in a 5'9" they have quarterback when no other quarterback this size, this body type, has ever gone in the first round? He will be the first, guys, and it's going to take a very, very strong-minded, confident GM who knows he has the right framework in place from an offensive standpoint to maximize the ability of Kyler Murray.
The famous voice of Mel Kiper Jr. in his latest mock draft, it's number 13 overall, the second quarterback taken. The Dolphins select Kyler Murray. He does not join on the Cardinals' Kyler Murray bandwagon.
Well, I mean, he's 5'9". I mean, he's explosive.
Right.
He's great for Oklahoma, because they're great at producing short Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks. But yeah, he's still 5'9 in the NFL.
True.
A 5'9 quarterback.
His first year or so, he'll be dynamic just because of his feet and legs. But if he wants to have longevity in his career, he has to be able to throw from the pocket. And can he do that at 5'9"? I doubt it, unless he gets with a guy like Drew Brees, who's a shorter guy. He's not 5'9", but learns how to throw through, the B gaps, C gaps. But if you're sitting back there and you just see a big wall, I mean, it's a hard transition.
Who would you rather hit, Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield?
Baker Mayfield. That's easy.
Boy, you didn't even think about that one. Today is February 19th, and since it's the 19th and Shane Doan's jersey's getting retired coming up on Sunday, today is Shane Doan Day here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Every hour, we're giving away Shane Doan tickets, meaning you get a pair of tickets to go see the retirement ceremony. Unfortunately, the Yotes lost to the Flames yesterday in a day game. But by the way, if anybody's Canadian, tweet me why they had a day game yesterday, because they have prime ministers, so I know that they don't have presidents, but it had to be some kind of Canadian holiday, and I admit I don't know my Canadian holiday, so I didn't know why they had a day game. But the Yotes lose 5-2 after playing great in the last couple games.
Number one.
Skipping St. Louis, of course. And number one thing you need to know about this morning, Kyler Murray says...
Like I said, I can't put any expectations on what's going to happen. Would I love to go play for him, of course, but... That's not my decision.
Who's him? Kyler wants Kingsbury. Is it a fit? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.